Listening 42. Shooting Incident on the QE2. 3 years ago, my wife and I were on a cruise ship called the QE2. We had a reservation in its restaurant and were eating our meal. On our table were many rich people, the martial arts expert Hai Wang and the boss of Vodafone. Anyway, just as the waiter served us our wine, there was a problem. A young couple were complaining about the service and saying that if the problem wasn't solved, there would be serious consequences. What happened next happened so quickly it was difficult to comprehend. Basically, the complaining was all a tactic to stop us looking at a group of men who'd entered the restaurant. Suddenly, there was shooting. The robbers were firing a gun and shouting, "Give us your jewels, you rich pigs!" The captain then announced that the ship had been attacked by Somali pirates. The ship then began to move up and down. My wife looked outside the window, and a terrible storm had begun. It even began snowing. The pirates, meanwhile, went round putting everyone's jewels in a big bag. I told them I wasn't going to give them my ring, even though I was afraid they might shoot me. But my wife told me to be sensible. Suddenly, however, there was a movement to my right. So quick I almost died of shock, thinking it was another shot. But it wasn't. Hai Wang, the martial arts expert, took a towel from a waiter, flew through the air, and attacked a pirate. There was a fight. It seemed like they were going to shoot him, but he always avoided the bullet, flew through the air, and strangled another pirate with the towel. As the last pirate fell down, we all applauded. Hai Wang was a hero. 6 months later, however, it was discovered that it was all publicity arranged by Hai Wang, who wanted to revive his career. Apparently, his agent was also a shareholder in the QE2. Anyway, my wife and I are now considering legal action for the shock caused. Thank you.